Got your book set out? Wiggle your fingers a little bit. Get out the wiggles. Now I'm going to tell you about Mother Goose. Mother Goose is a bunch of poems and different little tiny short stories. And I think maybe you'll know some of these. First of all, we're talking about Baa-baa Black Sheep. Baa-baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, 3 bags full. One for my master, one for the dame, and one for the little boy who lives in the lane. Maybe that should read, and one for the little boy, Scott, who lives in the lane. Do you know about Old King Cole? Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner, eating his Christmas pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I." How about Little Miss Muffet? Little Miss Muffet's just about Jenny's size, and listen what happened to her. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet. Tuffet's kind of like a pillow. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. There came a big spider and sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. Here's about a funny kind of pie. Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye. 24 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? You know, maybe as a surprise, you and Mommy could make a pie for Dad with 24 blackbirds. I think he would be surprised. Little girls. What are little girls made of? What are little girls like Jenny made of? Sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little girls are made of. Little boys. Little boys like Scott. What are little boys made of? What are little boys made of? Snakes and snails and puppy dog tails. That's what little boys are made of. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She didn't live in a house, she lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread, and spanked them all soundly and sent them to bed. Here's one I want you to learn. I'm going to say it first, and then you say it with me. A diller, a dollar, a 10 o'clock scholar. What makes you come so soon? You used to come at 10 o'clock, and now you come at noon. Can you say that with me? A diller, a dollar. A diller, a dollar. A 10 o'clock scholar. What makes you come so soon? You used to come at 10 o'clock, and now you come at noon. Shall we say it faster? A diller, a dollar, a 10 o'clock scholar. What makes you come so soon? You used to come at 10 o'clock, and now you come at noon. Here's one about Tom. Tom, Tom, the piper's son, stole a pig and away he run. The pig was eat and Tom was beat, and Tom went crying down the street. I think if I was beat, I'd go crying too. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Here's Georgie Porgy. Do you know Georgie Porgy? Why don't you say it with me? Georgie Porgy pudding and pie kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys came out to play, Georgie Porgy ran away. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife and couldn't keep her. He put her in a pumpkin shell, and there he kept her very well. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her poor dog a bone. But when she got there, the cupboard was bare, and so the poor dog had none. Little Boy Blue can blow your horn, the sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Where is the little boy who looks after the sheep? He's under the haystack, fast asleep. Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep and can't tell where to find them. Leave them alone, and they'll come home, wagging their tails behind them. Now, our very last one for today, Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.